SIM machine pay base. Interrupted, you remember? Yud. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Sif Yud. Im sochrim imenu bal kolchoi einoi moil afal pi shahoyo roge lehaske mikoidem. Because in Erev, we learned to din before that if somebody used to always give in the Erev, then even though he stopped giving, he was part of the Erev, you can take from him bal kolchoi. Because else by Ayid, Ayid has a mitzvah to do an Erev. A guy hasn't got any mitzvahs. A guy, if you were lucky enough to do schiris from him, we're talking about two Yidden living with a guy and you have to do schiris. So if you were lucky enough to do schiris last time from him and the schiris finished, it was for a fixed time and it finished. So that doesn't mean now that you can take from him bal kolcho. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to. You can't throw the money in his thing and say, this is your schiris and you're coining it and this is yours. It doesn't work. Lamed Aleph, bal kolcho. Pirish, ein yecholin, so the Mishabura, ein yecholin, litten schirosa lirishusai, lam nicho lefonav al ha-shulchan, vafile akum shoyu roge la'adkoi lehaske lirishusai, he used to always be maske, so you say, come on, he used to be maske, he doesn't want to. V'loi meloi, and you should put on the table the money and say, how lo schirosa ba'ad rishusach, here's your schiros, she'elon rishusa tatl b'chatzirecho l'shona, k'moyim elifnim, that we should be able to be metaltl like we used to. You see here, it's quite a lotion that we haven't had very clear anywhere else. Mishabu explains what the correct lotion is to say. Because he says you have to say, let's say if you would be agreeing. I'm saying, hey, he's not agreeing. But if you would be agreeing, that the lotion is, I want to do schiras that we should have shows to be metaltel in your chotzer. Remember, there's a short note I said before, you don't need to say that even. But at least that is the basic, that we know what we're doing here. We're not being soiche his rishus to take over his property. V'afal gav, we're just doing it to help us in our halachas. V'afal gav de legab e'erev, ikim adom asafsi mishim zad be'erev, im rogel la'arev, ein eroi tza'achshav boim, noit l'beni bal kolcho. You can even go into his house and take a bit of his challah bal kolcho. Aber hochashani, de'em edam in akin li'israel in kfiyah bidva mitzvah. The reason is you force a yid to do an e'erev is because e'erev is a mitzvah. A goy, you can't force to do a mitzvah. Aval, sif yud aleph, me ishtoi, oi mischir lekitoi, soichem afal pishu moicha. So, Abba, you're allowed to take, even though he himself is moicha, you can take, if you have the rotzen, of other people living in his house. Who is that? Me ishtoi, his wife, oi mischir lekitoi. Now, this schir lekitoi is a very, very important halacha lemaisa, and it's interesting, it's only brought, like agav in Shulchan Aruch, like, and there's no Shulchan Aruch that begins and says, you can also be soicha from his wife. You can also be soicha from his worker that lives with him. That's Poshup Shah. But it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. That's obvious. It didn't bother to say that. It says it like Agavdik, that if he is moicha, even if he's moicha, you can still be take do schiras from his wife or schiras lekitoi. Zodim shabrav meishtoi vadim echem nebesa. Anyone living in his house or im schiras lekitoi. What schiras lekitoi? Pirush socher means lavoides kol hashana. He's there the whole year. Lekitoi is only a gatherer of crops, so he's only there limoy sakotze when needed.
Seasonal
work, but. Look at the Bialocha, Oy Mischir Likitoi, I am Mishabura, V'I am Batzael Moigim, Oy Schof Gimel Basif Yudalid, Shekosav de Beinon Dafke, Shele Lischir Likitoi, Rishus Lishtamash Bebesoi, Oy Bechatzei, Oy Lavochiloi. So we already, you can't just do Shteit Lechoyra from a Schir Likitoi, that means his worker, he's got a worker that comes every so often to do the window cleaning. That alone, as a shaydor, we'll see later, it could be you can. But in this bi'alocha, it says, when it says schir lekitoi, it doesn't mean a worker that comes to just to do something, to mend his car. That's a good marshal, because that tackles. So he's got a worker that mends his car. So that's not good enough. It has to be somebody, shaydor, that's got rishus, leishtamish, and again he says, bebeisoi oi bechatzeroi, some part of his house, or his chot. Right.
Clean it, we'll clean it, be all right.
Oh, so that from here, it's not so much. Although it is all right, but it's not so much from here. So I'm saying,
gardeners,
they have got rishus lishtam shabese. We'll see a lot about it later. Yeah, I was just saying. It's just wanted to say this bi'alocha that reminds you that it can't be somebody who just is at his bank manager, right? His bank manager that he talks to and he works for him. It's a big rishus here. The bank manager works for him. Nevertheless, that doesn't help you because he has nothing to do. Let's say it this way: he has nothing to do with his house. His house. We're talking about people that have to do with his house. So why can you do it? The maaseh belongs to him, and you need schiras from him, and he is moicha, and he says, I don't want to do schiras. So why does it help to do from this other person who has a shaychus with his house? So the mishibur on the first wide line, kimen dem ikah din ein diwas so yisaris. Really, diwas akam ein a diwa. The only reason why it is a diwa, because the chum said you should be machme and make sure you do schiras. Elikdash lo yom ben mimasov. And after a bit, you should move away. So that's why there were mechayev schiras. But the chayev schiras is not because he lives there, because he, a person, as if he's living there, because we don't count his living. We count only that you shouldn't learn from him. Hekilu boys, that's why they were also maker in the schiras, various kulas, and one of them is, afil schiroi nechshev leinyan zeh kebalabais. That's why the schiro is like kebalabais, and you can do from him even though the balim is moicha. Kosova grobe biyud, zeh rade deri shonshev simon zeh zeh. That allows you to be take from a wife if the husband's moicha. Aber das ja schon schon gam be ishtein yoch liske, wenn ba moicha gam fesh leit zu saske, if the ba's moicha veg you can't take. So then the girl says here as well you wouldn't be able to take. Also steht in gon. It's not so posh, aber sie in gon, aber la masse schon noch steht that here bestomme that you can do it even though afa pishi moicha. So the gemo you don't even have to go to shiroi. You can to his the person that is working in his house who he hired to work in his house. You can even go to Schiroi Shell Schiroi Lekitoi Shell Balabais who can Schir Balabais Va'atzma as he's shaiting Rivosh. So we've got here Zod Mishabura Lamed Hei V'hainuk again. So we can go not just to, so he hired somebody to work for him and that person hired other people to do the job for them. You can go to them as well. So the Mishabura Lamed Hei V'hainuk K'shesh Lehaske Rishus Lekachas Soche. Obviously, he has to do it with permission. That means the person he hired has the right to bring other people to work in the house. Hainu sheyesh lo lahaske rishus lekachas yesh la soche rishus lekachas soche sheyelo rishus lishtamash b'chol habayis. To oz havele kischiyu gam ken kilo yisecho b'chol habayis. The person has also the rishus to be mishtamash. The soche, the balabos hired, allows the person that he hired to hire other people with the same amount of rishus that the soche has in the house, he's also got in the house, that he can also be mishtamish in the house when necessary. Sif Yud Beis, very wichtige Sif. Sif Yud Beis, because it comes from, it's a Gemara Sif Yud Beis. Im einu reitze lehaske, so we still have this guy and he's not being maske, he doesn't want to have to do with the whole mile of schiras, and there's nobody else, there's no wife, or soche there who is agreeing to do schius. And we've got this guy living in the same chotza, and we need to do schius. So this is a mice in the Gemara. The Gemara zogt, there was a guy called Homon Bar Yistok, and, or some say Nachman, some say Homon, and he was, so in Yisrael, Kitzah, he didn't want to do schius. The Gemara. So the Gemara advises like this. Emeinu reitza lahaske, if you didn't want to be maske, yiskarev loy echad mibnei achotza, you should get close to him, get close to the guy if you can, even though we're not going to do schiras from him because he knows not to do schiras. Instead, at she yashid loy reshusoy, she yehei loy reshus anir b'shundova. See, one of the yidin in the chotzer, Mishmur says, labdafk in the chotzer, can be a different yid as well. Get close to him, have a shaychus with him, be a bit pally with him, and then you'll say to him, I need somewhere to put down, I've got a, let's say a big thing, a lawnmower, and I've got no room in my shed to leave it, and I've got no room in my garden, and the children will play with it and thing. You've got no children, you've got nobody to damage it. Do me a favor, let me leave this in your chotzer or in your house. Right? he's not paying him anything, because this guy knows, I'm not doing those chiyus. I'm not taking money off you for all this Shabbos business. I'm not interested. So instead, you don't need to mention Shabbos, you don't need to mention schius, you don't need to mention anything. You just ask him to leave something in his house. Now, the minute you've left something in his house, you have ishtamshus in his house. So the Gemara, you're as good as the schiu elekitoi. Let's imagine if you would have had a schiu elekitoi we just learned, although we only learned to agav, but a schiu elekitoi which is in his house, you can be soicha from them even bal kolchai. So ibazoi, you, this yid, that managed to get his way, that he should be able to put something in his house, has also become ke'elu ashutef in this house. Now, we already have the bailus of this house, not in hands of the goy, but in hands of somebody else, this person. So from this person now, we can do what we're going to do. So now we've got five Yidin. Five Yidin are going to make an Eruv. And then we've got another Yid who has got a hand, a shtamshus, in the goy's house. Because he's given him permission to put his lawnmower in it. So what are we going to do about that now?
It can be one of the five as well.
Avada can be one of the five. The Gemara says one of the five. So now that we've got that, is a machlokes. What do we do now after that? So the Gemara says you make an eruv. So that is what case the Gemara is talking about. So the Rambam learned, and that's the first in Shulchan Aruch. Now from this yid, we're going to do schius. Because the Rambam learned, okay, very nice, you have to have schius. Alright, very nice, you've gained access into the goy's. But still the goys. You have to do, the halacha was, when you have a goy, you have to do schius. So you still have to do schius. So now, from this yid, we're going to do schius. So that would be irrelevant whether this yid does join in the eruv because he is part of the other five, or he doesn't join in the eruv because he's not part of the other five. It makes no difference. We have to do schius from this yid. Because the Rambam held, a goy needs schius. If there's a goy there, you have to do schius. Do from him, do from schiu lekito, do from his wife. Or do it from this yid that managed to get access to his house to put things in, even though the yid has already borrowed place in this house. If you come to think of it, what do we do, schius? We're taking away the koyach from the goy, and we're saying, you goy, I know you own this property, I know you own it, but we're being soicha from you, we're getting a right in your property, we're paying you a penny for it, and we're getting a right in your property. We've got already the right in the property. We didn't do schius. We did shayla. We borrowed it. But we've got already a right in the property. As they learned Rashi. Rashi learned that there's not really any reason to do anything else. Because shayla is menokim schius. The Rambam learned, there's a loch, schius, finished. You have to do schius. You managed to have access into his property, but that access into property wasn't schius. You still have to do schius from this person that managed to get the access. Rashi learned, she'ile is b'mokem schius. If you remember right at the beginning of the Siman, look, in Mishnah Brura, Sif Kotten Vov. So Mechaber stated, Sif Aleph, that if there's another Yid, Elo, he can't be bittel. When you have a goy there, it makes problems. And what do you have to do? Zot the Mechaber, Elo Tzorich Sheyaskiru. Zot the Mishnah Brura, Elo Tzorich Sheyaskiru. Ule Inyan, you got Vov, Imahani Shala, Tolu Bishteya Deus Samavur Basif Yud Base. The day we show you Sham Loi Mahani. So the Mishbura says, let's take a normal case. You got five Yid and a Goy, and the Goy, you want to do Schius. The Goy says, no, I'm not into Schius. I don't need your money. I've got enough money. I don't need your pennies. I don't need £1,000. I'm not into Schius. So you say, okay, let's borrow your Rishus. And then we can carry on Shabbos. You don't start with lawnmowers. Let's borrow your Rishus and carry on Shabbos. So look, the first shitter here, it doesn't help you. A goy has to be overtaken with schius. It doesn't help. Look, the second shitter here, so see, the Rashi, it's good, it's the same thing. As long as you've got access into Rishus, you've gained access, you're getting access with schius, you're getting access with she'ila. Does not the Mishabur and Sivo. Now we have the same thing over here. Does the Mechaber see if you'd base. Imeinu goy tzalahaske, uma'arev, yiskarev le'echem ne'achotza, ad she'yashe le'rishus, she'rishus, ne'echem dova. He becomes as good as a schir lekitoi, and now zot the Rambam umaske shloimidar sein yudi. And now you're going to do schirus from this goy, this yid, without the permission of the goy. Doesn't matter because this yid is a schir lekitoi. Aber you still need chiyus. V'yeshoyim reim, aber Rashi learned, shein tzorich lahaske. You don't need to be maske. Ale nois neguv, even dayoy. He just has to give a eruv. Zot de mishabur. Because the chiyus has already been done. Anyone can do it. Even though he didn't mamash put it there, even though he moved it away, but the Basi was ready, koina the mokum. The Havelei, why is he? That Kivin Sheshli Shutef, and maybe Shusi is a Shutef. Umaske, Zot the Rabbam, you have to do Schius from this person. Abolei Schius lo Yoel, it won't help. To lo Odif Hayisrael lo Oimed Bim Koyma Mimenu. I will learn before that if five people, five Yidden in the Chotzer, one of them can do Schius and the other four don't, at least then you've done Schius. At least you've done epischius. Because Shaila doesn't help. Because if you had five people and one of them said to the guy, I want to do schius, and he said no, so he said, oh, let's do sheila, let's borrow from you, it wouldn't help, like the Rambam. So the two come back and rabbi schius. So here you have, all you have to do is, he becomes a schiu lekito, and now because there was a goy involved, you have to do schius from the goy, from the yid. The second shit is, svil dezu, that when the chachomim said, you have to do schius from a goy, they didn't mean dafke schius, ladak schius, matzvah, who had in sheila. Every time you could just do sheila, like we said in Sivkot Nevov. We had five people, one can do schius, five people, one can do sheila. And here, one has done sheila. So now, he just has to give an eruv. Ella, that really we should be machmeh for the Rambam and still do schiras from this yid. So the second shita is schiras has been done. Zot the mechaber and the noisen eruv v'dayoy. He has to give his eruv. Now he has to give his eruv. So if he done schiras, why is he giving an eruv now? The schiras of the goy is done according to the Rashi because shaila is as good as schiras. So why do you now noisen eruv v'dayoy? Why does this person have to give an eruv? So the poshut pshat would be because we're going in the mechaber, which says echad mibnei achotza. He's one of the chotza anyway, so he has to give an eruv before his own house. Mashma, if it would have been somebody not from the chotza, so we've got rid of the guy with sheila, which is as good as schius, like the second shita, and he wouldn't have to give an eruv. Why should he give an eruv? He's not here. He doesn't live here. Zot mishabura, azo is mashma. Why can this person give an Erev? An Erev has to be somebody who has pitta velina, who lives in the place. So the Rashi Kasha, why is he giving an Erev? Where does he live? He doesn't live in the guy's house. So the Rashba, nevertheless, he has to give an Erev for the Goy's house. The Remekel, even though he's not really an inhabitant of here, he can still give an Erev. It could even be the Rashba was talking about somebody that does live here, and he was worried that even though he's giving for this house, but is he giving for the other house as well? The other house also he needs to give. He's done Sheila. Yeah. But the Chachomim, as if he, Masa, he's living there, Ke'elu, because the whole idea of Schi'il Kita is as if he's living there, and you have to make her as if he's living in the guy's house to take something off him. You have to take something off him. What have you taken off him? Could be, Abba, Mishabur seems to say, we're talking about a friend dimension, Gansen. The Chachomim also again says it at the end. So we're talking about a friend dimension. A friend dimension, Gansen, L'choy would say, Schi'il has been done, because Schi'il Sheila is like Schi'il. And then, that's it. The other five people should make a Eruv. No. This fremde mensch, so the Rashi says, is a special kula, even though he's not living there, he can still and has to give him the Eruv. And that's not the Mishabura. Even though you'd think he only has to give an Eruv. According to this shitta, you don't need schius because you've done Sheila. You do need Sheila. You do need an Eruv l'chayra for the people that taka live there. This person that did the she'ila, he also has to do eruv. Aval abu chedusha rashi mashma dafil ene da bechatzusir kamin lecheli bei mishim hay bei shel akim the chashvinon lekele darsham. That's the rashi's teretz. Even though he's not living there, special thing, we look as if he's living there, and he can and has to give in the eruv. All right.